Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, everybody? This is Nina Perez, and I'm here live on Winject. And you guys know that I usually am here in the mornings, right? But I have a new time slot now. So it is 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm so stoked to be here hanging out with you guys because I love being here. I love pouring into you. I love the feedback. I love all of it. And so if you're like a content creator or a podcaster or anything like that, and you're trying to build out your groups and also be, with other podcasters and stuff going on in the back, I would really highly recommend that you join Winject. So it's www.winject.com. You can join the conversations, go /groups, and you can see what the groups are all about and everything. I have my own group in there, which is winject.com/groups/Nina Perez. So come and hang out with me on Winject. I am so stoked to be here. I went through a lot of like different emotions and things in these last couple of weeks, right? With a move across the country and having to drive across the country and, changing a six-figure job and launching my business and all of that. It's been kind of crazy. And I've realized that, I really appreciate the way I think. I really appreciate my mind. I really appreciate how I view life. And I realized, I was looking at my diamonds and I'm like, let me look up diamonds. Why do we pay so much damn money for these diamonds, right? And I realized, it's when I started to dig in deep, which I'm going to share a couple of points with you guys. I realized that we have to have a diamond mindset, right? We have to use the pressure of things that are happening in our life, the pressure that happens in our businesses, the pressure that happens in our environment in order to thrive. And today I feel like, what I really wanted to share with you is the remarkable story of like diamonds and how they're formed and how we can use that as developing a mindset that is also as strong as a diamond, right? Because we only have one life, one mind, one way at going at this, right? And even though, we look at diamonds, oh my God, this is such a rare beauty, and it is. They're the world's most beloved gemstone, actually. And they actually are really phenomenal how they go through their journey. And I realized that to God, we're that as well. Because he created us to also be like a beloved gemstone, something that he created only one of us of. And even twins are only one of each other, right? They're not even the same fingerprints or anything. They're just completely different, even though they might be identical twins. That's to show you the rarity of our lives and the rarity of what, our lives represent on this earth and how we can bring impact on this earth. And diamonds being the world's most beloved gemstone, I feel like to God, we're his most beloved possession as well. We are his. He created us, right? And is that ultimate feeling of knowing that someone out there loves me as much as a rare diamond just does something to you. And it makes you realize the transformation that you can have in your life. And just like diamonds, each and every one of us have the potential to shine. We have the potential to grow. We have the potential to expand and to become something more beautiful than how we started, right? So I wanted to talk to you about diamonds and what they go through, because I feel like it is like huge as to what we can do in our lives and how we can like expand in our lives. I'm sorry, I'm trying to press buttons here as I'm talking to you. So the first thing I realized about diamonds as I was looking is their unbreakable resilience. Now, diamonds, as you probably all know, are renowned for being like the earth's hardest natural substance. Can you believe that? The earth's hardest natural substance, right? And it's the only thing that can't be scratched by anything but another diamond. Check that out, right? So it reminds me a lot of what the word of God says, like the iron sharpens iron type of thing, right? And similarly, we have to possess this inherent resilience. We have to be able to go on when things are coming up against us, and we have to be an unbreakable diamond, right? And like the word talks about that, right? About ironing sharpened iron, the only thing that can scratch a diamond is another diamond. And we have to learn to really possess this inherent resilience that enables us to overcome life challenges and obstacles. And being around other diamonds helps us, because we actually get to see what resilience looks like. We actually get to see a diamond forming. We actually get to see what resilience and hardship and all of that can bring about in somebody's life, right? Because a diamond isn't just created. It is under a lot of pressure in order to form. And we have to have this pressure and this stuff in our life to happen in order for us to become the diamond that I feel we are in God's eyes. And we have to embrace this mindset of being a diamond in order for us to be unbreakable and resilient to all the things that happen in life. Because let's be real, lots of things happen in life. And a lot of times it is really crappy and it makes you feel like you're not going to get to the other end. But diamonds, right? They actually form, believe this or not, under 100 miles under the earth's surface, right? And you know how they come up? They come up because they're carried by volcanic activity. What? That means that when we are under this immense pressure, this heat, this bad stuff that is happening in our life, stuff that is trying to tear us down, it is that volcanic activity that brings us up to the surface, right? That brings that diamond to the surface. When do you feel like you'll shine? You will shine after you've been through something. So don't get discouraged when you're going through something. Understand that there is volcanic activity happening to make the diamond shine. You shine. That heat and that pressure that comes, right? And that remarkable journey that this diamond goes through is the mindset that I want us to try to create in our lives. I want it to mirror what it is that we go through, right? This transformative of life and mindset and way of being comes from pressure. It comes from heat. Do you know that diamonds come from like carbon, right? Just pure carbon. And they actually become these gems that everybody wants. Now, when we go through our personal growth and we go through developing in life and we have a diamond mindset and we impact others, everybody wants that, because you are shining, because you are worth it, right? And that is what I feel we are to God. And that is what I feel we should be for each other and in our minds. We should build a resilience to move forward in really remarkable times, in times that are hard, in times that press you down. Diamonds, even built through pressure, like, thank you, Dom. I just saw that. Diamond built through pressure, right? Built through volcanic activity is what brings it forward. And I just feel like, because like Dom says, diamonds are built under pressure. That's facts, right? And the truth is that we spend too much time debating on if we're good enough, debating on if we can, debating on what, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing because this is wrong and this pressure and blah, blah. You know what? Diamonds are not only, you know, like the things that everybody is like seeking for, all right? But it's actually made pure of pure carbon. It's made of an element. You are made of God, okay? When pressure comes, when things come to you that are going to try to tear you down, okay, remember whose you are. And even though diamonds can come in different colors and shapes and sizes and all of that, they're still rare and everybody wants them, right? So all that is the diversity of color, the uniqueness and all that that exists within a diamond is what exists between me and you. We are all different. All different colors, all different diversities, all different mindsets, all of that. We come with different talents and dreams and aspirations, and everything is completely different in each and every one of us. And that's what...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Makes us a diamond. And when you start to realize who you are and whose you are and how you are built and that you can overcome all these transgressions, that too, but all of these things that come against you, right? When we actually realize who we are and the diversity of who we are and everything that we bring to the table. And like I always tell people, if you are not invited to a table, bring your own damn table. Okay, but embrace who you are, embrace your individuality, celebrate all of your diversity and your thought process and everything. Do not conform to what everybody thinks that you should think or be or have. That is not how this rolls. You are a diamond. You have a diamond mindset and you need to act like a diamond. Okay, stop acting like you're, you know, one of those cubic zirconias when you are a diamond. All right, embrace who you are, celebrate it. Recognize the extraordinary value that you bring to God, that you bring to this world. And I want you to realize the strength that you have, all right? You have this diamond strength within you. Let the volcanic activity rise up that stuff. I know it's not fun. It's not comfortable. I understand that. I've been there, done that hundreds of times. But let me tell you something. I am a hell of a lot better than I used to be. I am a lot stronger than I used to be. I'm a lot wiser than I used to be. And I'm way more determined than I used to be. Why? The volcanic activity. That volcanic activity, that heat and all that pressure and all that stuff that happens in your life that you are trying to run away from is what's building you. Okay? So remember that the word diamond comes from that, I think it's a Greek word, adamas, which means invincible and indestructible. Now, throughout history, many, many cultures have like really bestowed this diamond for courage, for strength, right? It's like it's everywhere. It's in the heat of battle. That's what a diamond is. What do you think you are? You're in a heat of battle. You're trying to get through the next day. You're trying to see what you can do, what you can create, what you can come up with. All right. We actually have this possession inside of us of inner strength that can help you to move forward. You know how I know that? Because you woke up today and I am sure that you have been through some stuff and you can rise above and conquer the fears of anything that's coming against you. Some things feel huge. I get it. But every time I want you to hear Nina's voice in your head, this is just volcanic activity to raise up the diamond that I am. All right? Embrace your inner strength. You're invincible on the inside. Tap into that strength and let everyone know you are the diamond. Hello, you are worth more than rubies. You're worth more than gold. Okay? You are the strongest substance on the earth. Right? You have to understand who you are and whose you are. And then let that guide you to the potential that you bring to this world. Yes, we get broken down. Yes, we get hurt. Yes, we go through things because we are human after all. But what I'm trying to have you really adopt here is the diamond mentality, right? The only thing that scratches a diamond is another diamond. You have this ability and this innate stuff inside of you that can cause you to really arise above so many things. And you can symbolize hope and positivity for other people. You know, there's a story of, I think it was, in 1905, the world's largest diamond was found. It was 3,106 carats. Can you believe that? Man, that must have been a nice find. And it was later cut into numerous diamonds, and then each of them had its own beauty and brilliance, and they actually broke that down into many and sent it out. That's what you are. You are God's big diamond, and you are to now take all of who you are, everything you've been through, all you've overcome, everything that challenges you, and you are to take that and make it into the rare beauty that it's now created. Because your experiences in life may be like similar to someone's, but none of them will be exactly the same, because you are created uniquely. Only one of you on this earth, only one to ever have been or ever will be, because we are rare. Take who you are, cut it up into a lot of little pieces inside you, all of your mindset, everything that you bring to the table, all of it, and start spreading it out there, okay? And give other people hope. Give other people brilliance. Be there to radiate who you are on others and let others know what you bring to the table. You have the ability to unlock the abundance that lies not only within you, but within others. And you have a talent and ability to shine forth in countless ways that people cannot even imagine. Can you imagine that you actually realize who you are? Because the truth is that if we really know who we are for real, this stuff about being afraid or I can or I don't know or whatever that is will go away, because you start to realize, listen, I'm a diamond. I got this. Okay, my mindset is good. I got this. I'm a diamond. Oh, scary stuff is happening. That's volcanic activity, bringing up the brilliance and bringing up the diamond. Okay, stop running away from your issues. Stop running away from your problems. Stop not facing who you really are, like when you do some stuff that you're not supposed to be doing, and start having confidence in the fact that you are created uniquely. There is only one of you. You will never have another Nina. Now, you may have somebody else who might be like a Nina, but you'll never have me again. Once I leave this earth, that's it. There's only one of me. Done. One and done. And that is such a beautiful thing when you think about it, that God literally said, you know what? God is a diamond, and he's going to break himself off into billions of pieces and create unique and rare beauties in each and every one of us. Now, some people decide to go down the path that they shouldn't go, but I don't think I'm talking to those people. I think I'm talking to the people who actually want to create impact in the world and do something with the world, because they want to shine their brilliance of who they are. And I want you to adopt a mindset that will take you, that pressure and that withholding that happens in a diamond, the fact that it's only made of pure carbon with nothing else and grows into being a diamond, that's not by mistake. That's by pressure, by heat, right? And that is you. By pressure and by heat, you are going to bring the beauty of who you are to all of us, and we are going to be able to see what it is you are making an impact in the world with. And that's through your business, that's through your mindset, that's through your media, that's through whatever it is. And that doesn't mean that you have to be on every station on social media. That's not what I mean. But you do have to impact the world, because there is only one of you, only one. And it would be such a shame to see such a beauty and such brilliance just leave the earth and not make an impact, even if it's just in your family's lives. We are here for a purpose and a plan. Now adopt the diamond mindset and stop trying to act like you're a cubic zirconia. All right? Rise up. Take your place. Know who you are and let the pressures of life and everything that comes at you just rise the diamond from underneath. Volcanic activity to rise up that diamond. Thank you so much for hanging out. I know it's a short one, but I just had to come on here and encourage you. Oh, I love that too. Thank you so much, Dom. Thank you. The truth is listen, there's never going to be another one. I think Dom even said that. There is never going to be another one of you. Never. Never. And if my voice is even going near you right now, you can hear my voice. Understand that you are one, only one. And like I said earlier, even if you were an identical twin, you still have your own fingerprints, your own way of doing things. Everything is yourself. So thank you guys for being here. Make sure that you start to recognize who you are and let the volcanic activity of everything that's happening in your life just rise up a more brighter version of you. I am so freaking proud to be here. I will see you next week at the same time, same channel, because now we're in the evening, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and do our thing. Thank you so much for being here. Nina Perez, straight talk, no sugar added. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.